This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. The three most important things in his life were his work, his violin, and his sailboat. This and many other surprising things about Albert Einstein emerge in the one-man play Einstein, A Stage Portrait. New Mexico actor Tom Shook has been performing Willard Sims' play around the country for several years now. And this weekend, Tom brings it to the Teatro Paragua studio in Santa Fe. And Tom Shook is with us this morning for a preview. Tom, welcome.
Thank you so much, Spencer.
It's great to have you here.
Thank you.
For someone who is such a presence in contemporary culture, Albert Einstein is really a mystery to most of us personally. And this play gives us a glimpse of what he was like.
Yes. It's a play about the human side of Einstein. There's, of course, some of his science in the show. He describes the theory of relativity in several different ways, once for the mathematicians in the audience and a couple of ways for the lay people. And you learn about his personal life. The fact that he played violin was surprising to me. I didn't know that. Of course, I knew that because I play the violin in the show, so I had to learn how to play the violin when I first started putting the show together. I didn't know about how he got to the United States and when and why. And, of course, the show talks about that. He also was married twice. He had two children, two sons. Loved to sail, loved to tell jokes, and had a delicious sense of humor.
What kind of research did you do personally on Einstein apart from the script that was handed to you?
I read a lot of books. I watched a lot of videotape. There's a number of documentaries that are very interesting. I wanted to see what he looked like in public, how he walked, how he behaved in a crowd of people, just to kind of get a feel for the physical side of the character.
What about his voice? Were you able to find his voice online?
Actually, yes. There are speeches that you can download. I bought some CDs as well with his voice on it because I wanted to get the accent right. And his accent is so thick that I knew I couldn't use that accent because I would not be understood. So I have enough of an accent to sound German and sound like Einstein, but not so much that I won't be understood.
Tell us about the situation of the play. How is he presented to us as an audience?
The premise of the play is he invites the audience over to his house to set the record straight about all the things that have been said about him and written about him over his lifetime. He became this icon that he was very uncomfortable with. And so he talks to the audience about what really happened and who he really is and what his life was really like. So it's people come away from the show learning a lot about Einstein that they didn't know before.
And Einstein is perceived as having a role in the development of nuclear power, nuclear weapons. Is that addressed in the play?
Actually, he was not involved in the development of the bomb. In fact, he was not involved with nuclear physics at all. He was not allowed to be near the Manhattan Project. He was considered to be, by the FBI, a communist. And so they wouldn't, if he'd wanted to, they wouldn't let him get involved with the development of atomic weapons. And so, yes, he does talk about that. And there's a very moving scene in the second act about the bomb and his regret. People call him the father of the atomic bomb, but in actuality, he had nothing to do with it. But his theories led to the development of nuclear power. Right. And so that's why they associated him with it. And, of course, that was played up very big in the newspapers and radio and so forth. And so he uses this opportunity with the audience to set the record straight.
Tom Shook performs Einstein, A Stage Portrait by Willard Sims at the Teatro Paragua Studio, 3205 Calle Marie in Santa Fe. Performances are Friday and Saturday nights at 7:30 and Sunday afternoon at 2. For reservations, call 424-1601. Tom, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.